Cheer Factor by Gary Davidson, an audiobook read by a guy doing an impression of Rusty the Rooster from The Friendly Giant. Chapter 12, Like a Dog with a Bone, October 14th, 2019.
The phone rang, so Andy answered it. It was only as the call came through that he thought he probably should have checked to see who the number was first. "Hello," he said.
"Your boy here's chomping at the bit,"
came the gruff reply. Instantly, Andy recognized it as Dick Cheney. "Hi, Dick Cheney," Andy replied excitedly.
"Clean your ears out, son,"
Cheney gruffed.
"I said your boy here is chomping at the bit."
"I don't know what that means," Andy admitted, because he didn't.
"They didn't tell you about Doug?"
"Doug?" Andy didn't remember anyone on his campaign named Doug. He stammered as he looked around, trying to recall everyone's name. "No."
"Shift sticks,"
Cheney gruffed.
"Amish had my boys pull your Ontario idiot out of town a week ago so he wouldn't open his yap until the 21st.
In the background, Andy heard someone yell,
"Do you know who I am? I'm the frickin' premier!"
Then he heard Cheney tell someone else,
"If he doesn't shut up, put a sock in him. I don't give a rat's arse where."
You have Doug Ford?" Andy asked, as surprised by this as anything.
That's the guy,"
Cheney bellowed back, suddenly remembering Shift Stick's name.
"He came down to Ohio and said something about being a Republican or some crap."
Cheney continued talking, even though it was obvious he was directing most of it to someone off the phone.
"He don't sound like no Republican to me. He sounds like a whiny bitch liberal."
"Hamish told you to kidnap him?" Andy asked. "Hamish said there'd be dirty tricks, but kidnapping? What if that got out?"
"He said to put a lid on him until your election was over, so I had my boys pick him up."
Cheney paused.
Does he need meds or something? He's sweating pretty bad."
"Oh, he's upset," Andy said. "Anyone would be if they'd been kidnapped by the Vice President of the United States."
"Former VP,"
Cheney corrected him. Suddenly, the other end of the line sounded dead, like Cheney had hung up. Then Andy heard the phone being picked up again.
"Is this loser an addict?"
"What?" Andy said. "I don't know. Aside from a few campaign stops, a half dozen strategy meetings, 7 dinners, 3 fundraisers, and several dozen photo sessions, he and Doug Ford didn't hang out."
"My detail says he's going through nugget withdrawal."
Andy thought that might be a drug term, but had no idea what it meant. On the other hand, Doug Ford was fat, so maybe it was a McDonald's reference. "I honestly don't know," he said. He heard Cheney huff an annoyance on the other end.
"Fine,"
he said.
"We'll give him some blow and see if that calms him down."
Andy said, "Okay." He was pretty sure Cheney shouldn't be telling him this, particularly over phone lines.
"Relax, Skippy."
"Great. Now Dick Cheney was doing it."
"I'm a former VP. You think the NSA is listening through this 32-bit encrypted sat phone? If they are, then good frickin' luck."
Okay, Andy said again. This was getting weird. Andy didn't need weird right now.
"'Cause all they're hearing is bleep crackler, bleep."
It was starting to sound like Dick Cheney was mocking Andy now, too. "I don't think it'll be a good thing if anything bad happens to him. He's pretty high profile up here."
"He's a dickwad,"
Cheney said, and then the line cut. Andy was now worried they might never hear from Doug Ford again. That would be a shame. Doug was on his side, even if he was costing Andy most of Ontario right now. Cheney turned to Doug Ford.
"Hey, Zippy,"
he barked.
"You know what happens if we kill you and dump your body in the Potomac?"
"You'll go to prison for murder,"
Doug spewed back. Cheney shook his head slowly.
"Not a damn thing happens. You know why? That suck puppet in the Oval Office gives me a pardon."
Cheney chuckled.
"Because that's what we do now."
The leader of Cheney's Secret Service detail cocked his head askew. "Are you referring to POTUS, sir?" Cheney's look threw daggers at him.
"No, son,"
Cheney said.
"I'm referring to the carpetbagger that can't go a day without tweeting 13 lies and has Vlad's hand so far up his arse you can see his finger sticking out of Trump's nostrils."
The leader of Cheney's Secret Service detail shrugged and went back to securing Doug Ford's ropes. Dougie started crying.
"Guys,"
he whined.
"I want to go home. It's Thanksgiving."
"Not for another month, it ain't,"
Cheney barked back.
"You haven't been here that long, arsewipe."
Cheney went to the desk where he put his phone down and picked up his hunting rifle.
"You'll be let out 8 p.m. on October 21st, just like we promised."
Dick turned with the rifle cocked.
"Now tell me again about you being a member of the frickin' GOP.